Don't want to invoke panic. However, there could be a problem with your Super Bowl cheese dip plan.
What?
There might be a Velveeta cheese shortage coming.
Cue the outrage.
A Velveeta cheese outrage could be shortage could be happening, which of course could mess up a lot of people's cheese dip plans for the big game.
Read a little bit more on this story, though. It should be only temporary.
Good.
So it's not like it's in like they're going out of business. But
no.
I guess the product demand is just too high. They can't keep up.
Everybody loves their Velveeta.
Everybody loves their cheese.
Yes.
I think we're in an era where the bald or shaved head look is, you know, cool again. Can't really keep up anymore. But there are still plenty of men out there who'd rather have thick hair than anything else. According to a new survey, 69% of men say they worry about their hair thinning, and the majority of them say they'd give up beer or adult films for thicker hair. Only 8% would give up sex for thicker hair, which makes sense, you know, because thick heads of hair, they attract more women.
On Monday, a 29-year-old man tried to rob a bank in California, handed the teller his note demanding money. Only his handwriting was so bad the teller couldn't read the note, so she went to her manager to help decipher the note. And that's when he took off. Police were able to track him down a few hours later, and he was arrested.
Work on the handwriting.
What does this say? Does it want to...
Wait, hold on.
You want to make a deposit?
Well, if you don't eat snacks on a daily basis, well, then your parents were actually right when they said you were unique. Because who doesn't snack? I don't know anybody who doesn't snack during the day. And according to a new survey, 97% of people eat at least one snack every single day. And the most common time... is 3 p.m. And the most common thing to do while you eat it is to keep working.
That's too bad. Last month, a 19-year-old in Texas named Brittany Mathis was diagnosed with a brain tumor at the age of 19. She has not been able to afford treatment. So her boss, where she works as a waitress, is going to sell his restaurant to help pay for her treatment.
Wow, that's a pretty selfless act.
The business is worth an estimated $2 million. He's going to auction it off with a starting price of $1 million. And anything beyond that million will go to Brittany. So,
wow,
pretty amazing. Brittany lost her father from a brain tumor back in 2000. Your stack of leftovers this morning has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.